This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, we've been asking, what is the point of corporations? Whom do they serve, especially the ones with stocks listed on public exchanges? The trend lately has been fewer companies choosing to raise money by going public. Gerald Davis, a professor of management at the University of Michigan, has a new book out called The Vanishing American Corporation. And I wanted to learn why the Vanishing Act.
Partly, it's regulation. It's a bit costlier to be a public corporation. Another thing is that activist investors are a lot more virile than they used to be. Activist investors are convincing even renowned companies like DuPont or Dow or Apple to change their ways. So all in all, the public markets are a very scary place to be.
I want to talk to you about this article of faith that corporations are job creators. Now and forever, a corporation is good at making jobs. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. I looked at about 1,600 companies that have gone public in the U.S. since 2000, and they create surprisingly few jobs. The median company from the moment it went public until either 2014 or when they were no longer a public company created about 51 jobs total around the world, which is a really small number. When Walmart announced in 2015 that they were going to raise the minimum wage at their store to $9 an hour, they said it would cost them $1 billion that year, and their market capitalization went down by $8 billion that day. The market does not reward you for creating jobs and paying people well.
So to someone who's going to say what this country needs is more public companies because we got to get more jobs here, there's not necessarily a relationship.
I'd say absolutely no relationship. It's very difficult to find cases of companies that go public with the idea of hiring people in mind. If you look at Amazon, their warehouses are not staffed by full-time employees. They're staffed by temps. If you look at the best-named companies in the tech sector today, hardly anybody actually works as employees at those companies. It's more of a contractor economy. And so if you can rent factory capacity, rent distribution, and rent employees from a temp agency, why would you bother being a public corporation?
It's a perfect plan in every way, except if you're a person who needed one of those jobs.
This is a system that works great for consumers because Amazon will bring you things 7 days a week. The prices are great. The service is wonderful. The flip side of this 1099 economy is it's never been as precarious a time to be a worker, at least since about 1900.
Gerald Davis is a professor of management at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. The new book is called The Vanishing American Corporation. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, David.
This is part of our week-long series produced with a publication, Business Insider, called The Price of Profits. We come at this from a lot of angles, including the debate over whether companies really have a legal responsibility to focus mainly on the interests of shareholders. Check out priceofprofits.org.